It's 29 minutes to 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, and once again, Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors is in the house. How lovely to see you.
And you too, Dave.
Adding a touch of spring to it's lovely. It's a lovely time of year. I've been watching with great excitement my budding bonsai trees and feeling like rejuvenation. And I think that it is true to say that it is a time of rejuvenation.
Definitely.
And you can, with a little touch of creative magic, embrace that spirit in your environment.
Yes.
So you know, it is spring. It is probably, and you're the expert, a good time of year to start looking at a little touch up here and there to your home and space.
Yeah, definitely. I think at this time, like you say, all the flowers are starting to bud, the birds are coming back. It's one of my favorite times of year. And it's a great time to bring in some little bit of excitement and joy into your home again, just by changing a couple of small things.
Now, you talk about small things, but I know from years of experience living with a wonderful, wonderful partner who has for years done exactly that. And it is the small things that make a huge difference. I often wonder where I am, because, I mean, it's the same spot, but everything is different, and things have been moved around creatively and artistically. Maybe a little touch of accent here and there added.
Yes.
And it's the same place, but it feels different. It feels fresh.
Yes.
Is that the idea?
Yes, that's the idea. I mean, you can go in, like maybe for your lounge, for instance, and just get a whole bunch of different cushions inside the space. Maybe your previous colors were reds, and now you want blues and greens, or you're going to bring in some pinks and make it a bit lively for spring again.
Ah, you talk about pink. Is that the new black?
Well, pink has always been my new black. yeah, I mean, I love pink. I think people should all embrace pink.
But it seems very, very trending right now.
Yeah, I think it is.
Shades of it. I'm not talking about the shocking, you know,
yeah.
there is pink and there is pink. I mean, there's some pinks are blinding, but there are others that are quite subtle and beautiful.
Yes, like blossoms and petals and those sorts of colors as well. I think it's a lot of warmth that comes in with the pink that's quite nice.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally, pinks used to be the domain of the girls and blues were the boys. I mean, is that old-fashioned?
Totally. Totally old-fashioned. Although we still get a bit of pushback when we try and put pink into a main bedroom.
Really?
Then it's like, well, it's also the man's space, so maybe we need to make it a little bit masculine too.
But is pink not masculine? There was a time when pink was very trending when it came to fashion.
Yes.
You know, initially, you're quite right. Back in the day, no self-respecting fella would consider wearing a pink shirt, and then suddenly everyone was wearing pink.
Yes, yes. I suppose everybody has embraced color a lot more nowadays than what they had before.
Yeah, and is the same thing applicable to design?
It is, and it's become more evident recently. I think, you know, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, color was still quite scary, but now it's just everywhere, and people are embracing, which is amazing because it's exactly what I love, so I get to have a bit more fun.
Okay, so now, if you were to give your best shot to someone listening to this saying, what are some of the little things to start with? What would you say would be a good way to start sprucing up?
So I think something that's really impactful is to do something different on your walls. So either putting in a new wallpaper, something quite bold and exciting, or even putting in a nice massive piece of artwork. And if that's not your game, then even changing the color of your wall can change the whole space completely.
Okay. Now, you've opened a wonderful emporium in Bolita recently. We were at the launch. It's lovely. Are there elements in that little space that would be applicable to what we're talking about? In other words, could someone pop in right now and see and feel, touch, experience?
Yes.
What would
yes,
you?
Yes, definitely. So we have a whole variety of wallpaper books and different fabric samples. You can come in and have a look and choose something for your walls, put together a scheme for cushions to match the wallpaper, or maybe even change your curtains. We also have things inside our showroom that show you how different things can work, so like different wall cladding and art details. We have curtains up so you can see and feel and touch and experience something that you'd like in your own space.
And that's what you've designed this space to be. It's very interactive.
Yes.
And a place where you can dream and create.
Yes.
And see without having, because I think a lot of folk are a bit nervous about, well, if it's wrong, I have to live with it because it's so expensive. expensive to change. That's not really the case, is it, necessary? I mean, talking wrong, because you can create pretty much the visual in your store to give the final appearance of what it's going to be like, so there won't be a wrong factor.
No, so I mean, when you come in, you can have all the fabrics and the wallpapers that you want to look at put together. We even have wood samples, countertops, flooring, all sorts of things. So even if you've got something originally in your home and you want to see what it looks like with that thing, then we can like pull out your floors and then put the cushions and curtains and whatnot with it. So you get a really good idea of what it looked like at the end. And we can even go as far as to do a render for you so you can see what it actually does look like in real life.
So there it is. No longer does one have to try it and hope for the best. You can actually plan it properly.
Yes.
That's the trick. Now, is interior design only for big builds, or can it be for tiny projects?
Yeah, I mean, like we're saying, if we want to spruce up something for spring, come in, do a couple of different changes. Maybe you want a new coffee table, a new light fixture that can change the whole mood of your space. Anything like that will really bring in something new into the space. I mean, obviously, we love doing new builds as well because there's a huge amount of creativity and freedom in that. But yeah, small things too. Come in and have a look.
Now, you talk about a coffee table. Are you able to build furniture? I mean, is this something that you offer?
Yes. So we have a whole bunch of partners that we work with that specialize in different sorts of materials and craft abilities. So if you have an idea of what you found, or you found something on Pinterest that you can't find in the store, you just have an idea and you want to think, like, can this actually work? Come through, chat to us. We'll help you put those ideas together into an actual realistic thing that can be built. Get guys to do it for you and manage the whole process and deliver it to your door.
Wow, you mean someone can actually walk in with an idea? If I came to you with a really bad sketch or with a pencil and I said, this is what I've seen or in my mind I can imagine, and I draw a doodle type thing, can you interpret that in a way that'll make sense?
Yes, yeah. We'll do our best to read your mind and your sketch.
Are you good
and
at
then we'll and then we'll put it into an actual drawing that you can look and approve of as well. And yes, I do read minds all the time, because that's what we have to do as interior designers.
How does it feel to help people bring their dreams to reality?
It's amazing. It's such a great feeling, especially when people, you know, maybe don't know or have the best ideas of what they want, and then we'd be able to bring that to life for them and then show them at the end. I mean, it's so great, and people love it and are so happy, so it's awesome.
Okay, let's just focus for a moment, because the festive season is rapidly approaching.
Yes.
Someone told me the other day that there were only 14 more Mondays to Christmas. I think it's less now. I think it's less. It's that close.
It is.
How can people prepare their homes now to get ready for the December rush?
So I think just coming back to sprucing it up and doing something different, like for your lounges where people are going to be gathering and being entertained, make some more comfortable choices inside there, have some new cushions, have a new rug that suddenly brings in a different feel to the space. I mean, there's a whole bunch of opportunities that you could do, and if you come and chat with us, we can help you figure them out.
Because, I mean, let's face it, if you live at the coast, and you have family, upcountry,
yes.
They're probably going to want to pop in at some stage.
Yes.
I mean, it's just the way it is. And you, if you're in a fortunate position to live at the coast and enjoy the lifestyle, would no doubt enjoy that. But it would be even more special if you were able to create a wow kind of impression with a few little twists and turns and some interesting bits and bobs.
Yes.
So is this something that you'd be able to help with in terms of not a complete redesign, but just here it is, it's December, what is going to really be exciting this season?
Yeah, so we can definitely help you with that. And we've got so many new fabrics that have actually just been launched in the outdoor space as well, which, I mean, for Bolito, for South Africa, like, we live outdoors in the summertime. So we've got some beautiful stuff that we can help spruce up those areas as well.
Okay. Now, we've been talking a little bit about your new store in Bolito, and there are no doubt many listening that have not yet been to your showroom. Can you maybe give us an overview of what to expect?
Yeah, so if you come in through and chat to Jen, who's there all the time, or if you want to see me, we can also make an appointment for that. Come through, have a look at all of our different fabrics, metals, woods, perspex, marbles, all sorts of different materials, and you just can just spend some time in there playing, putting things together, and getting an idea of what your space could potentially look like.
So people can just pop in for a chat and a natter and get some creativity going that way, and if it then becomes a reality, you can take it further.
Yes, and please do come in and chat. That's like part of the fun.
Well, yeah, I suppose it's true. It is a creative hub where energy flows.
And yes.
It's nothing more exciting than that kind of space. So remind us again, apart from browsing and shopping, what other services can people access at the showroom?
So we also do a full interior design service as well. So from concept, brief ideas, getting your ideas and making them into a reality, and then out to project manage, help builders do the whole process to make sure that your home gets to that point. And then we also do all sorts of little bits and pieces as well. So like we're talking about curtains and cushions, wallpaper, wall cladding, couches, reupholstery, basically anything that's inside your home that you want to give a new look or a fresh idea to, you can come to us and we can help you sort it out.
And I note you're also very keen on collaboration with local craftsmen,
yes,
local professionals, and you've selected the best for your purpose, and
yes,
no doubt that is a collaborative that is going to be extraordinarily valuable going forward.
Yes, and actually if there are any other like local guys out there that have got cool stuff that they want to share with us and maybe we could potentially have in the showroom, we'd love to see the ideas and maybe collaborate further.
And how can they reach you?
They can come through to the store and have a chat with us, or you can give me a call. My number is 082-7799-215.
You don't have to write that down and crash the car in the traffic trying to find a piece of paper, because this is up as a podcast shortly, so that number will be available to you on demand.
And a quick Google search, you'll find us as well, Redesign Interiors.
Happier by design, that's the motto. Redesign Interiors, it's brilliant. As we come to the conclusion of today's chat, you've got a message for people heading into spring and summer. What is that big message?
I think embrace it. Let's go out there and have some fun with some color and spruce up your spaces and just bring some joy into your home.
I like that. Bring joy into your space, because that's what life's all about. Happier by design. Has anyone ever asked you to let a space make it less joyful, make it more serious? I'm a professional. I don't want joy. Has anyone ever asked you that?
No, I don't think so.
Is everyone looking to be happy, eh?
Well, I think so. Isn't that the point?
I bet you've never done an attorney's. I'm only kidding. Of course, you want to be happy everywhere. And finally, where is the showroom?
So it's at the Quarter on the lower level, next to Cafe Barber. Or another point would be across from Regal Inn or Dunlop.
So easy to find, very, very conveniently situated in an area where there is parking and the environment is conducive for you to explore, create. I suppose it's fair enough to say that if you have a desire to enjoy life to the full and your space that you spend most of your time is not giving you that, you must go and chat to Paige at Redesign Interiors, because you know everything starts with an idea, and if you can bring the idea to fruition and it becomes a reality, wow, what a journey, hey?
Yes, and fun and lovely.
Lots and lots of fun and lots of joy to be had. Paige Woppington from Redesign Interiors, thank you for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thank you.
I hope we'll see you again real soon.
We will.
Lovely. The show continues.